On the topic of a vessel that can hold on to a blessing for Israel. We'll start with excerpt number 3. From the introduction to the book Panim, Meirot u'Masbirot. This is the meaning of the verse, the Lord will give strength unto his people, which means that the internal light of life, attained by the whole chain of creation, is called strength. The text guarantees that the Creator will surely give us this strength. Yet, we should ask, how so? Since every person is not whole in and of himself, as our sages have said, it is better for one not be born than to be born. If so, why then are we so sure of his eternity? And the verse ends, the Lord will bless his people with peace, meaning the blessing of the sons. It is as our sages said in Masechet Shabbat, he who makes peace in the house is idle. It is so because through the sons, this chain is tied and linked through the end of correction. At that time, all the parts will be in eternity. This is why our sages said the Creator did not find a kli that holds a blessing for Israel, but peace. For as his blessing is eternal, the receivers should also be eternal. Thus, you find that through the sons, the fathers hold and create among them the chain of eternity, which is fit to hold the eternal blessing. It follows that it is peace that holds and conducts the wholeness of the blessing. Hence, our sages ended the Mishnah with this verse, since peace is the kli that holds the blessing of the Torah and all the mitzvot for us until the complete and eternal redemption.
That all liveliness comes from. Okay?
Excerpt number 4 from the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 63. Now you can understand that there really is no end to the merit of the first generations over the last, as this is the rule of in all the parzufim of the worlds and the souls. The pure one is first and selected in the parzuf
after the shattering.
Therefore, the Kilim Chabad were selected first in the world, in the souls. Thus, the souls in the first two millennia were much higher. Yet, they could not receive the full measure of the light due to the absence of the lower parts in the world and in themselves, namely the Chagat Nehim. Likewise, afterward, in the two middle millennia, when the Kilim Chagat were selected into the world and in the souls were indeed very pure, in and of themselves, since the merit of the Kilim of Chagat is close to that of Chabad. As it is written in the introduction to the book of Zohar, yet the lights were still concealed in the world due to the absence of the Kilim from the Chazed down in the world and in the souls. Thus, in our generation, although the essence of the souls is the worst, which is why they could not be selected for Kedusha until today, they are the ones that complete the partsuf of the world and the partsuf of the souls with respect to the kilim. And the work is only completed through them. Now, when the kilim of Nehi are being completed, and all the kilim, Rosh, Toch, Sof, are in the partsuf, full measures of light, meaning complete Naran in Rosh Toch Sof, are being extended to all of those who are worthy. Hence, only after the completion of these lowly souls can the highest lights manifest, and not before.